together. Captain Jeff, can you fire up your Skype headset? I did not see that Breitbart story. Could you please, please, Skype, text me and let me know when you're ready. I want to add you into the show. I want you to report this. Captain Jeff up in Cedarville. I saw an attack ad this morning on Breitbart's news app that stated Frisky voted for AI, artificial intelligence. Deep fake porn. And guess who sponsored the ad? Neil Frisky's opponent, Parker Fairburn. His campaign ran that ad on Breitbart news app, according to Captain Jeff. Jeff, I want to learn more about it. I don't use Breitbart News. I do my own news sourcing. I do not rely on them. I did not see the story. I did not see the ad. If you're able to Skype, text me. I'm ready, and I'll add you into the board. You see, folks, trying to take political advantage of these fake allegations against Neil Frisky is what Parker Fairburn and his campaign obviously is doing, according to the reports. So, Jeff, if you are able to Skype, text me. I'm ready, and I'll add you in. Tom and Karen Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Like I said before, if you can't beat them, cheat them. Parker Fairburn was preparing to lose, folks. I believe it was going to be 80-20. I believe that 80% of the 107th House District totally supports Neil Frisky and his voting record in Lansing. He was going to get his butt kicked. Got another text message. Oh, of course. Parker Fairburn, in a live interview this morning on Michael Patrick Shields, the loser morning show guy. Yeah, Parker was on with him. Surprise, surprise. Parker actually said it. Randy Walker. Parker Fairburn sent out flyers Saturday saying the same thing. Rob says, we need to fight fire with fire. We need to file some red flag cases against these guys. Roger, why did Frisky have a case full of cash? It wasn't a case full. He had a couple grand. That's not unusual for a state representative to have money on him in any way, shape, or form. I don't know. Maybe he just got his paycheck. Maybe he cashed it. I don't know. Sherry wants to know, did they test him for gunshot residue? Yes, they did. They took him to the hospital. I believe a drug screen was conducted, and I believe they did the gunshot residue test as well. I'm not going to talk about it with Neil at 11:30. It's part of his defense. Question from Tim Tarjeff, Sheboygan County School Board member. Has Parker been on your show to explain his challenge justification? Nope. Parker will not come on this show. Well, Chucker, you've endorsed Neil Frisky. Yes, I have. So what are you implying, Parker, that I won't be fair? Even though I've endorsed Neil Frisky personally, you're saying I won't be fair if I have you on the show. But yet you'll go on Michael Patrick Shields' show. Right, I got it. Captain Jeff just texted me, he's ready. I'm going to add Captain Jeff. I have no idea what he's talking about on this Breitbart News app. Go to add participants, Jeff K in Cedarville. There you are, green light. She added over a year ago. It's been since you've been on the show. I'm calling you right now. Hopefully your headset's on. You're plugged in. Your settings are accurate. Let's get this thing going. Hey, Jeff, are you there, buddy? Okay, it's ringing right now. All you got to do is answer. Now, add you in. Okay. I had a green light, so your app was open. Just go ahead and answer. Let's see. For some reason, it's not happening. Okay, Jeff, you know what? Let's abandon Skype. Do you want me to call you at home? Oh, there you are. Hey, Captain Jeff.
How you doing? Good morning.
What is this reporting you're giving us this morning about the Breitbart News app?
Yeah.
Hold your mic a little closer to your mouth, Jeff.
Yeah, how about now?
You're good.
Okay. No, I've been out of town, Randy, so all of this was unknown to me. I've been on a road trip for about 5 days, so I just got home Saturday night. I wasn't aware of all this going on, so this morning I realized you weren't on the air, and I thought, uh-oh, something's happened. So I was clueless to this. When I woke up this morning, though, about 7 o'clock, I thought, you know, I'm going to just try and get caught up on what's going on in the world. So I have the Breitbart News app on my phone,
yep.
And they have ads that are put in between the stories, okay? So these are not necessarily Michigan stories, but there are ads in there. And here I see in big block letters, Neil Friske voted for AI deepfake porn. I thought, what on earth is this? And then you touch on the ad, and then I saw that it had been sponsored by Parker Fairbairn. And I thought, good Lord, what is going on here? I mean, this is obviously a full-on frontal attack ad. And, you know, I've been listening last week prior to me going out of town when you talked about various things that we're talking about right now. But
sure,
what concerned me about this is that now, since you've been on the air, because obviously we listen to you every day, and when you got on the air, I've been listening to all that's going on. So I'm thinking, good Lord, this is all a larger plan, clearly, that's been orchestrated. Well, I've been going back to Breitbart's app, and the ad that was there, I was going to screenshot it, and I did not, which I regret now because it's disappeared. But there were ads for Parker Fairbairn, and there's pictures of him and his wife and all these really, you know, glitzy, beautiful ads. Well, now those have disappeared in the last 15 minutes, and they're not anywhere there where I could see them. However, I do have a screenshot of one of the ads, but the attack portion of it is gone. Now it's showing what a great guy he is and his family and all this stuff. And
sure.
Now those have disappeared. So these are ads, I suspect, that are put in for various periods of time because they're replaced with different types of ads now, okay? So
Got it. Let me ask you this question, Jeff. Being that you were out of town, I want to confirm a couple of points. Were you able to hear my show on Thursday at 10 o'clock when I broke the story about him being arrested initially? Were you available on Thursday to hear that show?
No, I was not. See, I left on the airplane.
On an airplane. So you're completely out of town. You're out of the loop. You didn't know any of this. On what day?
No, I left Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock. I knew nothing of what's going on.
Got it. When did you come back into town?
I got in home late Saturday night. And, of course, I did not. I haven't heard any of the podcasts or anything else since then.
Sure. Got it. Now, let me ask you this question. Knowing the fact that absentee ballots were supposed to be mailed out on Saturday, this past Saturday the 22nd, that is election law. However, some counties, some clerks had ballots that were screwed up. We are getting reports that even our Antrim County isn't getting mailed out until today. My question is this. The timing of the fact that Farm Bureau's AgriPAC endorsed Neil's opponent last Tuesday the 18th, the next day, Wednesday the 19th, June 19th, our very own Congressman Jack Bergman endorsed Neil Friske's opponent. 12 hours later, he's arrested by the Lansing City Police. Let me ask you this question. In your opinion, do you think as a man that Neil Friske was under some mental duress after the Farm Bureau AgriPAC went against his family, who is a farming family, his own congressman, who never is supposed to endorse in a primary race? Do you think perhaps it affected Neil Friske as a man? Yes or no, in your opinion?
Everything I know about Neil Friske, I can't imagine that his character would suffer from attacks. I think he's probably one of the stronger individuals we've seen in Michigan politics in many, many years. So I don't think for a moment that could have happened. However, I don't have not met the man personally, but this is clearly a huge, deep state attack. This is not this just a random occasional things all the planets all aligned. And when you were talking about this morning, I was just, my jaw hit the floor. I could not believe, because you were bringing everybody up to speed, including myself, on what has happened. I was stunned. I didn't know anything about the arrest or any of these things. So much of this is so out of character. I mean, there is no more conservative man down in Lansing than Neil Friske, period, end of story.
Right. John, one of the things, Jeff, because of your experience of being a pilot for many, many years, you played music. Jeff, your band is awesome. You guys play gigs in bars. You've seen people drunk. You've seen people act out of character. Do you in any way, shape, or form have an opinion personally? You're yourself a constituent of Neil Friske's. Do you have any doubt in your mind who you're voting for on August 6th?
None whatsoever. And the thing is I've been a believer in him. I've listened to all the interviews you've done with him. I unfortunately have not had a chance to meet the man. But, anybody who knows even a little bit about Neil Friske and his family and his organization, his orchards and everything else, I've shopped down there. I've been to the place. But these are as rock-solid people as you could possibly meet. And I can't think of anybody more needed in the political arena than a man of the character of Neil Friske. So how on earth could all of these charges even be remotely true? I'm just shocked, not totally surprised. But right. People need to understand, when we talk about the things that you've talked about from grassroots, we are at a crossroads of the very soul of this nation. And people don't understand this, but they better. This ought to be a wake-up call. This goes right down. I mean, it's like talking about the Onaway school system. Onaway, good Lord. I mean, if it's affecting northern Michigan and small communities, imagine how deep-seated this is in the bigger urban areas and things like that. It's just overwhelming to think that we're dealing with this stuff. And my state representative, I mean, these are the types of things that I've been a guy that's been all over the United States and everything else, and I've been in many big cities, and I think I can talk informatively about the types of people that live in certain parts of this country. But I did not think that I would see this in the UP and northern Michigan and rural things. But, hey, people, yep. We got to wake up. This is reality. So there's no we don't have time to wring our hands and everything else. There's work to be done. Seriously.
Jeff, Captain Jeff from Cedarville, appreciate you joining the show and your perspective.
Thanks very much.
Final segment. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. So you heard from Captain Jeff about these attack ads that the Parker Fairburn campaign has already been running over the weekend, even this morning. Negative attack ads based on lies, allegations, false charges. Got a very simple question for you, folks. Are you going to be like Captain Jeff and vote for Neil Friske when you get your absentee ballot, 9 days early voting, August 6th, Election Day? Who are you going to vote for? We cannot reward a 20-something puppet of Jack Bergman's to replace Neil Friske in the 107th House District. It's that simple. We have to send a loud and clear message. Not going to work. Not going to work. Not in our district. Not going to happen. Pure and simple. End of story. Here's my vote for Neil Friske. You need to come out and tell your friends. You need to tell your coworkers. You need to absolutely counter if anybody brings these fake BS allegations up while it's under investigation. You know what's really interesting? The timing of the investigation. Are they going to have their investigation done this week? No. Are they going to have it done in 2 weeks? Probably not. I don't even think they'll have their investigation and final determinations as to whether they're going to drop charges until August 7th. Mark my words. Mark my words. The final decision as to whether or not to charge Neil Friske is going to be after the primary election. Take it to the bank. If we could bet on this with Vegas, we'd be millionaires. Because here's the process. Investigations take time. Witnesses take time. Lab results, forensic lab studies, things that they're looking at takes time. They're not going to have it done by this week. They're not going to have it done by next week. They're not going to have it done by July 27th when the early voting, 9 days early voting starts. They're not even going to have it done on Election Day. They're going to allow these false allegations to linger, hover over Neil Friske until August 7th. Mark my words. And who controls the media? The moderate rhinos. The people that want their power. Congressman Jack Bergman, State Senator John DeMoose, Cam Cavett, Parker Fairburn. It's a team, people. The common denominator for me, the most simplest common denominator, who is the campaign finance treasurer for every single one of these campaigns? Cam Cavett, the 106th, Parker Fairburn, the 107th, 37th State Senator John DeMoose, and Congressman Jack Bergman. What's the common denominator? Jack Bergman's staffer, Amelia Burns. All you got to do is connect the dots. All you got to do is connect the dots. And it's so clear to me. It's amazing. I can't vote in the 107th. But if I could, you dang right I'd be voting for Neil Friske. I'll be giving a middle finger to the Bergman machine. You're number one, you bunch of... Ugh, I can't say what I want to say. I was about ready to go trucker, and I can't do it. Not unless I want to fine. I am sick and tired of this crap happening. Jack Bergman's doing the same thing down in the 103rd, not even in our listening area. City of Traverse City, westward, Leelanau County, 103rd House District. He's put up a puppet down there against Katie Ness, a strong Christian conservative woman homeschooling her kids. He goes out and gets this Lisa Trombley, who won't even debate Katie Ness. She's afraid to be on a debate stage. Sound familiar? Parker Fairburn, now all of a sudden, well, I'm not going to come to the debate now. Bergman, not responding. Doesn't matter. The radio station's going to host the debate at the Allison Place on July 11th. Doors open at 4. Congress, the first congressional district, Josh Saul will be there. Are you coming, Jack? I texted your phone. I texted your communications director. Are you going to be there? Is Cam Cavett for the 106th going to debate Todd Smallenberg? Is Parker Fairburn going to be there to debate Neil Friske? Neil Friske will be there. He'll take questions from the audience. He'll answer your questions about his voting record, why he's running for re-election, what he plans to do for the 107th. Will Parker Fairburn show up? Verify that he's running on the fact that he'll be bipartisan. He'll reach across the aisle. He'll work with the Democrats because that's what the 107th House District needs. No, it's not. We are the 107th up here. We are fiscal conservatives, moral conservatives, social conservatives. Well, if you're moral conservatives, what was Neil Friske doing with a prostitute? He's 62-year-old and he's single. I'm not going to tell or pass judgment on Neil Friske and what he does in his private life. That's up to him. Frankly, I don't even care at this point. I don't even care what he does after hours. I care about his voting record. I care about what he does for his constituents. When they have a problem and they call him, he takes care of it. That's the kind of state representative the 107th needs. What he does in his own time after he takes his pants off, I don't care. Cast the first stone, people. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm